produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by River of Heaven Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-929-477-2324. Again, that's 1-929-477-2324.
Hello, 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 brothers and sisters. God bless you. God bless you, and thank you for joining in. God bless everyone, listeners near and far. This is your host, Minister Mel, here on Leaders of Legacy Radio. And I just welcome you all. I welcome you all in to another episode here on Leaders of Legacy. And just thank you for joining us and for chiming in. I thank God for all the listeners that are will be joining on today and listening. And just give glory and honor to God first and foremost, to Finding My Way Radio. Just so grateful that, you know, we can get on and share the gospel and the good news of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, like this. And what a magnificent God we serve. Amen. Amen. Just what a sweet presence I just sense today. And I'm just thanking God for all that he's done and who he is, and just for his word that is, just brings so much life into, situations, you know, that seem so dead and seem so broken and just seem, you know, out of, our control and stuff. God just breathes on them. So I'm just so grateful and just so thankful. And, once again, I've just, introduce myself. This is, Minister Melissa, and, I'm your host here on, Leaders of Legacy Radio. And, today we're going to be, discussing the topic, Mantled for the Mission, how God has mantled us for the mission. And in this hour and in this season and time that, we're living in, I believe that God is remantling his people in this hour. He's remantling his people in this hour, and everything is stirring out of the secret place. Everything is being birthed from the secret place. Like, God is bringing us back to basics and getting back into a place and order of seeking him in the secret place, and everything flows, the overflow, you know, everything comes from the overflow in the secret place. So I just feel like God laid on my heart, you know, how in this hour, in the times that we're living in, there's really a remantling taking place. And this remantling is taking place in the secret place. Like, it's so imperative that we remain in our secret place with Him, that we remain steadfast in our prayer closet, steadfast in seeking Him, steadfast in, you know, reading our words, steadfast in getting one-on-one alone with Him. Jesus Himself spent much alone time with the Father. He was much time alone in prayer with the Father. We too need to be a people that return to the place of intimacy with the Father, to the pure essence and to the basics, to the simplicity of the gospel, where we seek Him out for all of our ways, where, you know, prayer is our first resort that we run to, not, you know, man, or not our friends, not our families, not to the phone line, not to the internet, but to the Word of God and to the secret place of prayer, where, you know, we ask and run to the Father, where we run to the Lord and we ask for clarity, we ask for direction, where we truly, honestly seek Him out in, you know, for clarity in the situations that we're dealing with in life. And we really just need to shift our focus back into being people that run to the secret place, because out of the secret place overflows, you know, the overflowing, the anointing, the presence, all of that overflows out of the secret place, and everything is birthed from the secret place. You know, Jesus never wavered in His conviction and His knowledge of who He was or why He was here on earth. He never wavered in that. Nowhere ever in the Word do you see Jesus struggling with doubt, you know, questioning God, wondering, was He really chosen, or who He was called to be? He never wavered in that. He remained focused. He remained steadfast to the Father's will. He remained wholeheartedly devoted. And He was able to do that because He often isolated Himself, separated Himself. And when I say isolated, I don't mean He tucked away in depression, or He, you know, isolated because He didn't want to bother with anybody. No, He oftentimes went to a place of isolation and separation to be alone with the Father. He secluded Himself away from everything to be alone with the Father, so that He was connected to stay one-on-one with the Father. He oftentimes just resorted to being alone with the Father to hear the Father's voice, you know, to be refreshed and renewed and revived. And in that place, He was filled. In that place, He was, you know, refueled. He was built up. In that secret place, He was refined. He was rejuvenated. You know, He was refilled. He was always refreshed for the journey ahead. You know, we need to know with that same certainty who we are. Who we are. We need to know with the same certainty who He really is, so we know who we really are. Like, we have to have that same certainty, just like Jesus did. Our confidence is in Christ because Christ knew who He was. So we have to have that same certainty that we've been called in Christ, co-heirs with Christ, so we truly know who He is and who we are in Him, so that we won't waver also. You know, God is desiring His people to return to the basics, to the place of intimacy with Him, for that remantling to take place, for that confidence to grow, for that refining to happen, for that rebirthing to take place. We need to get back to a place of seeking Him one-on-one, to listening to the still small voice, not to the doom and gloom that's happening all around us, or over the hype or the agendas of man, and you know, the traditions and the culture of the church. No, we need to get back to a form and fashion of just truly seeking the Lord Himself, seeking Father God, seeking and following the Holy Spirit, and listening and moving when the Holy Spirit says move, move when the Father says move, move when the Lord leads, you know. And oftentimes when we're, you know, listening unto the Father and the leading of the Holy Spirit and following the Lord, man is not gonna be too pleased with us, because man usually tries to, you know, control and hover over everything. But God is calling us in this hour to return to a place where we listen and follow hard and steadfast after Him. Amen. So we're going to be reading out of 1 Kings chapter 19, and we're going to start at verse 11. Well, I'm going to start at verse 10. And it said, "But the Lord said to him, 'What are you doing here?' And the Lord is speaking to Elijah. Elijah replied, 'I have zealously served the Lord God Almighty, but the people of Israel have broken their covenant with you, torn down your altars, and killed every one of your prophets. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too. Go out and stand before me on the mountain,' the Lord told him. And Elijah stood there. The Lord passed by, and a mighty windstorm hit the mountain. It was such a terrible blast that the rocks were torn loose, but the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, there was a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, there was the sound of a gentle whisper. When Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his cloak and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. And a voice said, 'What are you doing here, Elijah?' He replied again, 'I have zealously served the Lord God Almighty, but the people of Israel have broken their covenant with you, torn down your altars, and killed every one of your prophets. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too.' Then the Lord told him, 'Go back the same way you came and travel to the wilderness of Damascus. When you arrive there, anoint Hazael to be king of Aram. Then anoint Jehu, grandson of Nimshi, to be king of Israel. And anoint Elisha, son of Shaphat from the town of Abel Meholah, to replace you as my prophet. Anyone who escapes from Hazael will be killed by Jehu, and those who escape Jehu will be killed by Elisha. Yet I will preserve 7,000 others in Israel who have never bowed down to Baal or kissed him.'" The call of Elisha. So Elijah went and found Elisha, son of Shaphat, plowing a field. There were 12 teams of oxen in the field, and Elisha was plowing with the 12th team. Elijah went over to him and threw his cloak across his shoulders and then walked away. Elisha left the oxen standing there, ran after Elijah, and said to him, "First, let me go and kiss my father and mother goodbye, and then I will go with you." Elijah replied, "Go on back, but think about what I have done to you." So Elisha returned to his oxen and slaughtered them. He used the wood from the plow to build a fire to roast their flesh. He passed around the meat to the townspeople, and they all ate. Then he went with Elijah as his assistant. Amen. So, when you are mantled, you do not run and hide. You don't run and hide. And Elijah went and ran and hid in the caves. And God never told him to go hide, to run and hide in the cave. God never told him. God never led him there. So when God came and told him to stand, you know, outside of the cave, he came, you know, in the wind, he came in an earthquake, you know, all of that, the loudness, the disruption, and God wasn't in any of that. God came in a still, small whisper. Oftentimes we miss the Lord and what God is saying because we're surrounded by chaos, we're surrounded by noise. We don't take the time to depart and go into the secret place. We make choices of our own that God never agreed to. We don't seek the Lord and the Lord's direction, and we just run off, you know, in the face of adversity, in the face of opposition. We run off and we hide in thinking, you know, oh, God's gonna work it out, gotta handle this. But in the whole time, God is waiting for us to call on him and ask for directions and seek his face for specific, you know, instructions and clarity. But we don't tuck away with God long enough to ask him and seek for the direction, you know, and that's in the secret place. That's in getting alone with him. You know, we must cast off any type of cloaks that others may have put on us to wear. We have to take off the labels, you know, shake off the opinions, shake off the doubts, shake off all the labels. We have to shake off the fear. You know, Elijah had to get rid of all of that stuff. He had to shake off all of that stuff. And then in the still small voice, guess what? God sent him back to the same way that he was running from. God sent him back. Go back the way you came. Go back. God made him backtrack, you know, because he passed through the way. On the way that he ran to hide, he bypassed the people that God had for him to anoint for the next purpose and the next portion of his life, you know, where he was gonna go to next, the next assignment. He bypassed it. He could have missed it, you know. He would have missed it if he didn't run and hide in that cave and you know, stop long enough to listen to that still small voice. He would have missed it, you know. And God told him, go back the way you came and do this. Do these specific things, because he had to pass off his mantle to the next successor. You know, he had to pass off his mantle to Elisha, you know, and that could only be done by him listening to the word of the Lord, you know, to God's voice himself, and going back to the thing through the way that he was trying to run and hide from, because he was afraid that they were going to kill him, you know. So we have to shake off that fear. We have to shake off, you know, the things that we think that man or this world will do to us, because there was nothing that was going to harm Elijah. Elijah didn't die a natural death. The Lord took him up. You know, he was taken up. So there was nothing in this world that was going to harm Elijah, because the hand of God was upon him. So he ran and cowered and hid in a cave, and God never sent him on that way, on that journey. That was not part of God's plan for him. Amen. That was never part of the plan. Now, if he was seeking and listening and following, you know, tucking away with the Lord the way he was supposed to, he would have not missed that. He would have not took that little detour. You know, he would have been able to bypass all of that and save himself some time. You know, so oftentimes when we don't take the time to resort back to that secret place, you know, we oftentimes take a little detours that could have been avoided if we would have just sought the Father out. Amen. So we have to cast those things off and lay them down. You know, when you're mantled, you have to be willing to sacrifice your flesh and the familiarity. You know, Elisha asked to go back after Elijah threw his mantle over him. Elisha asked to go back and say bye to his mother and father. You know, we have to be willing to kill the things of the flesh, to break away from the familiarity, from the things that seem, you know, the things that we're accustomed to doing, and step out into the unknown. You know, you have to kill things to step out into the mantling, to step out into the new place that God is calling you to. And sometimes that requires killing the things that you're going to be leaving behind, you know, so that you don't look back, so that you don't think of a reason to come back. You have to be willing to kill your flesh and the desire to look back, you know, the desire to be so familiar with the things that you're not willing to go forward. So when God is calling you to be mantling you for the mission and for the new season, you have to trust that he knows what's ahead. So, you know, sometimes you have to lay things on the altar and break away from family, break away from culture, break away from the normal way, the way that you were raised, the way that you were comfortable of doing things, and just step out and trust God. You know, when you're mantled for this new season, you recognize that you become the living sacrifice. You become the living sacrifice. There's no plan B with God. You become or you be God. You know, you have to become a living sacrifice before him. And this is going to require a lot, going into the secret place, going to him one-on-one, seeking him for the next step, trusting and relying on him to lead you step by step. Because sometimes God doesn't give us the whole plan. He just gives us piece by piece as we step out and trust him, you know. So there is no plan B. A lot of people, you know, they look for the easy way. Let me tell you, there's no easy way to the process. There's no easy way through the process of mantling. There's just no easy way around it. You have to go through the process and become. If not, you'll be got and you'll forfeit. You'll forfeit the destiny that God has for you. So you have to be willing to become the sacrifice, you know, and just become all that God has called you and destined you to be. And it's not easy. You know, it's not easy. It's going to cost you something. It's going to cost you laying down the familiar things, the familiar places, the things that are comfortable, the things that, you know, you enjoy. It's going to cost you laying those things down. You know, a lot of people look at the glory on others' lives and they think, oh, I want that. I want to be anointed like that. I want to do what they do. Yeah, I want to heal the sick. Yeah, I want to go to foreign countries and do this, but they have no idea of the price that they had to pay behind the story and the glory that they see. They have no idea of what what laid behind the story, what the sacrifices that needed to be laid down, the cost that it costs for the anointing to come forth. You know, don't ever desire someone's mantle or anointing. You have no idea what it costs them. There's a process. You know, look at Esther. She could not shortcut her process. She had to go through, you know, 6 months of soaking, 6 months of beautifying, 6 months of treatments. You know, she had to go through that process of becoming, you know, in so many other lives also. You know, look at Hannah. She had to go through years and years of being barren, years and years of prayer and petition, just laying day by day by day, laying down her tears, her prayers on the altar. You know, look at Job, the process he went through, you know, just laying down his life. Laying down his life, I mean, everything being taken from him, and sacrificing it all, still never, ever turning his face. Never, ever lifting up a word against his God. Just humbly, just staying submitted. No one ever knows the process that God is asking you to walk through. You know, to walk through as you journey into becoming and the anointing taking place over your life, the mantling that's becoming over you, the, you know, that God is putting. No one knows the process that you have to endure. You know, mantling requires separation, the crossing, the sacrifices, not isolation. When you allow yourself to be set apart by the Lord in the secret place, He will dismantle the cloaks that man has put on you and remove the former things that no longer serve purpose for the new season of glory that you'll step in. So sometimes people, places, and things from the former seasons of life, God has to take them off. And those things, they all come off through the process, through the separation, through the crushing, through the consecration. All those things, that's part of the process. It's part of the process of becoming. You know, don't miss your mantle waiting for man to approve and lay it on you. Verse 19, Elijah just threw the mantle on Elisha's shoulders. It wasn't no, you know, big fancy a parade and all this, you know, robes and gowns and riches. It was nothing like that. Elijah simply went up to Elisha as Elisha was going about his business and plowing and working the fields and doing what he did on a daily basis to survive and, you know, fend for his family and the well-being of his people. And Elijah just walked up and boop, laid the cloak, the mantle on him and kept walking. You know, so when we're faithful with what God has given us and we're enduring the process and we're walking in our calling and we're walking and serving the Lord and we're diligent and just doing, you know, serving and being faithful to the call of God on our life, God Himself releases the mantle on us. It's not for man to approve or disapprove. In no way. When God mantles you, no man can dismantle what God has mantled. So don't miss your mantling in your secret place, waiting for people to approve of you when God has already called you by name. Don't make excuses to why you can't. Don't make any excuses, like the paralytic at the pool of Bethesda always had a reason why others went on in before him. And that story is found in John 5, chapter 5, verses 1 through 18. You know, he always had an excuse to why he couldn't get in the water and be healed. And when Jesus, you know, spoke to him, you know, Jesus asked him, like, do you want to be healed? He had an excuse even then. Oh, well, everyone comes and gets in before me and then I can't get in. And, you know, Jesus just told him clearly, pick up your mat. Pick up your mat. So don't make excuses to why God can't use you, why you can't tuck away in the secret place, why, you know, you can't do this, why you can't do that, why it's too hard, why you can't go, I don't have the money, I don't have the reasons, I can't speak, I won't. Don't let that be what keeps you from allowing God to use you and mantle you in this hour, because I'm living proof that God will take a nobody and raise them into somebody and put things in your lap that many, many people thought that you were not qualified for. But God doesn't qualify. You know, God equips us. God equips us for the call. God doesn't wait for us to become qualified. God is the one that qualifies us, and He equips us for the call. He equips us for the journey. He is the one that picks us up and raises us and anoints us and calls us forth. And it's by us submitting unto Him, laying our lives down, following His ways, getting alone with Him in the secret place, following Him in obedience, following His word, living a life consecrated and set apart, and just willingly submitting, that qualifies us. So don't miss it. Don't make excuses. It's so simple. It's so simple. To everyone under the sound of my voice, excuse me, it is so simple. He is calling us back to a deeper, more intimate place of authority, where in our secret place, He is remantling us for the new thing that He is doing, according to Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. And He says that He's doing a new thing. He's bringing rivers in the desert. They're springing forth in the wastelands. And many of us know there's no water in the deserts, but God is able to spring up rivers over those things that seem dead, rivers of life flowing over those places that seem dry and dried up and not producing nothing, to those places that seem like they are dead and have no life. God is doing a new thing. Listen to my Timmy. Listen to the sound of my voice. God is doing a new thing. Do you not see it springing forth? He is doing a new thing in this hour, and He is choosing you. He is choosing me. He is choosing us to go forth in this remantling, to spring out from the secret place, to spring forth with living waters springing forth in our bellies, rising up to be released in this hour. There needs to be no compromise in this hour. No compromise in our lives for the remantling that's taking place. No slack, but a divine reset to the Father's heart to be redressed in this hour. He wants to redress us, church. He wants to redress us with robes of glory, with crowns of glory, that people will see Him in us, that we will carry the truth, the gospel of truth, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel of true repentance, the gospel of love, the gospel of forgiveness, the gospel of redemption by the blood of Jesus Christ. That is what He wants us to give people, so that they would come, that they would come to Him from the four corners of the earth. That is what He's doing in this hour. And He wants to use vessels like you, vessels like me in this hour to be remantled, to be redressed. But we must be willing to lay our lives down in the secret place so that He can redress us, so that we come out refined in this hour and remantled. Will you listen? Will you heed the call today? Will you heed the call today to be remantled in the secret place? The Father's calling us. He's wooing us by the Spirit. He's wooing us by the Spirit. He has mantled us for the mission in this hour. He's mantled us for the mission in this hour. So if that is your heart's desire, I just ask you to tell the Father yes, to tell the Lord Jesus yes, right there in your own words right now, to tell the Lord Jesus yes, 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 I will be remantled. Yes, Lord, I say yes, Lord Jesus, to your remantling and to the secret place, Lord Jesus, back to basics, Lord, we shall return to listen to the still small voice of you, Lord, speaking to us, leading us and guiding us. We will return back to basics, Lord, to do whatever it is that you're leading us in this hour, Lord Jesus. We say yes. We say yes. We thank you. We thank you, Father, for a divine reset, Father, in this hour, like only you can do. And Father, we will go into all of the world, Father, and give your truth. We will preach your truth. We will share your love. We will lead them to the cross in love, in repentance, in forgiveness. Oh, Jesus, we will give them you, Lord Jesus. We will give them you, Lord Jesus. We thank you that you remantle us today, Lord Jesus, to give them more of you, Lord Jesus. We will not slack. We will not give you excuses, Lord, any longer, but we will lay down our lives in submission, Lord, once again. Once again, Lord Jesus, unto you, we lay down our lives, so we thank you. We thank you. Oh, Father God, I bless every listener under the sound of my voice, Lord. I bless them, Father. May you increase them, Father. May you fill them with hope. May you renew their spirits, Lord. May you renew their spirits, Lord, and give them grace and mercy, oh God, to stand steadfast in your truth, oh God, in your truth for the rest of their days, Lord Jesus. I bless them and I bless you, Lord. Lord, in Jesus' name, hallelujah. To you, Lord, be all glory and all honor. To you be the glory and all honor. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you to everyone who has joined us for this episode of Mantled for the Mission here on Leaders of Legacy Radio. I pray you were blessed. I pray that if this has ministered to your heart, that you would send us your prayer request and you would email us and just let us know how we can pray for you, how this has ministered to your heart, and you can email us at enthronedimagelol@yahoo.com, and you can send in your prayer request and however we can help you in any way. We overlook our emails, and we are just so thankful for all of our listeners, and we look forward to hearing from you guys and praying with you and joining in again on our next episode here at Leaders of Legacy. Thank you. May the Lord keep you. May he bless you. May he make his face shine upon you. And until we meet again, the Lord's favor be ever richly upon you. God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Peace be with you. God bless.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.